Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most loving Mother Sai. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters of Sai family, and also to my loving and most dedicated members from Sri Satya Sai Media Center, who constantly connects everyone around the world with Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of peace. I share my loving greetings with one and all. Few days back, Brother Bishu Prushti was asking me whether I can come and share some of the experiences with our Bhagwan. I asked him, do you have anything in your mind, any topic? And he said, sir, this is the month of April and May, and usually Swami spends much of his time with his loving children at Kodaikanal, and why don't you share some of the Kodaikanal experiences? I said, okay. And that's how today my topic is Kodaikanal, a spiritual retreat. We all love nature, and we say nature is God. And when you sit alone in nature, we enjoy the beauty, the calmness, the serenity, the grandeur, and the freshness in the nature. And through this nature, we try to comprehend God. It so happens that few of us, out of immense love and blessings of Bhagwan, we have been given this opportunity to be with nature and with God. Nature with God. That is, one side we have creation, we also have creator. And this is a wonderful experience which I'm sure all the boys, all the students, those who have enjoyed the physical proximity of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba at Kodai, is a unique experience. And today, I want to share how the concept of Kodaikanal experience started. We all know that Swami's educational institutions promptly starts on 1st June and winds up by 31st March. Come what may, nothing stops. It just goes on. And that is how Swami has set beautiful routine for every organization, how to handle this. And June 1st, the vacation over and institutions all started, regular classes begin. And Swami came back from Vrindavan in the year 1986, early second week of June. One day, Swami called the then warden of our hostel, and I was sitting in the bhajan hall near the door. Swami looked at me and summoned me, come. So we both entered the interview room, and we sat there in the interview room. As usual, no, whenever we enter interview room, we go and sit near Swami's chair. So I promptly did that. And Swami looked at me, hey, ikkada kaadu, lopala, he said. Not here, come inside. And then we went to the next room, small adjacent room, and Swami sat and we also settled down. As usual, Swami started the session saying, Emi Samacharam, what's the news? And we said, Swami, Swami's grace, everything is fine. And session started, boys have joined hostel. As usual, warden was exchanging the news with Bhagwan. And then Swami started saying, I got one bungalow and that is getting repaired. And we are whitewashing and all small things are getting ready. But unfortunately, it is raining heavily. So the work is getting delayed. And it's a nice place, all that Swami was telling. So we are wondering, what is this bungalow and where is this bungalow and what Swami was talking. And slowly, Swami, where is this Swami? We asked. And immediately Swami said, oh, Papa, meeku teliyadu kada? You don't know, isn't it? In Kodaikanal, Swami said. I said, Swami. And then Swami said, it is a small one with the 2 BHK, down one and top one. It's a cute one. And, you know, it is like Ooty. You're gone to Ooty, no? The same Ooty climate hill station you will find in Kodaikanal. And Swami was explaining like a child. You know, when Swami involves, he involves totally, 200%. And, you know, the way he explains, the way he enjoys telling people, and you can virtually see what's happening when Swami is telling, you can see everything in front of your eyes. And Swami explained everything. And then suddenly Swami came. I thought I will take few boys along with me. Then we said, very nice, Swami. Because we all know that whenever Swami goes to Mumbai or Swami goes to Chennai or Swami goes to Ooty or Bantipur Forest, Swami always takes a handful of students along with him. So we thought that way, yes, Swami, very good, Swami. And then Swami looked at me and he said, "Nee uddesamlo evarni teeskuvelthe baguntundi?" He asked. "In your opinion, who will be the boys that I can take?" Whenever you talk to Swami, out of my own experience, you have to be very careful. You have to measure your word. You have to weigh your word. You have to know exactly what you're going to tell Swami. And you have to tune yourself what Swami has in his mind. You must match that. It's very, very difficult to do that job. And many number of times we have burnt our fingers. So I'm very careful. I said, "Swami, your wish, Swami." "Atla kadu. Nu cheppu." Then I looked at Warden. Then Warden, "Swami, your wish, Swami." Then Swami wanted something from our mouth. Then immediately, if we don't respond also, it is very bad. "Swami, senior pillalni pilchukuvelthe baguntundi," I told. Ade, correct. Senior pillale, yes. Senior boys only. "Which senior boys?" I said, "Swami, that is your wish, Swami. Cheppu, evanaina cheppu." Like that, Swami said, "Swami, we know. When Swami has already planned, Swami would have definitely must be having somebody in his mind. And Swami is trying to match whether what is in his mind comes from my mouth or whether we are matching or we are not matching. It's a challenging job, but we have to play our game safely." I said, "Swami, your wish." And then Swami said, "Akada velli oka paperu oka pennu teeskura." And usually in the interview room behind the clock, there will be paper, one small book will be there, one pen will be there. I brought it and Swami said, "Start the list. Dear brothers and sisters, that is the first Kodaikanal list which Swami was naming the boys and I was started writing." I asked Swami, "How many boys?" "Small building kada, maybe 5 to 10 boys chalu, otherwise it will be very difficult." I said, "Yes, Swami." Then whichever Swami, boy, Swami knows the name, Swami was telling the name. Otherwise, Swami always tells, "Bhajan hall, one boy sitting behind you, that fat boy, we call him Bhima. Swami, he's Prasad Swami. Vadpir Rasko. One more boy, that thin boy, he sings, no, that boy. Van Rasko. Inkoda research, chemistry lo research chestade." Like that, Swami used to go around and see whether what is in mind and what from my mouth comes and matches or not. And many time you have to see Swami's eyes and very, you know, you should be very sharp. It's a real experience to be, that is why we always say, you know, living with God is education. Really every minute is an education, and how humbly we have to place your ideas in front of him and match him. And he looks at you and appreciates the way you, you know, you give the answers. And then finally, it went on and on and on. And some boys said, no, vadiki wheezing problem undi. Their Kodaikanal is very cold. Hey, you will have trouble wheezing, oddu. Like that, yes and no. And finally, we finished and Swami asked, "What's the number?" And it was 14. Padnalaga, I said, "Yes, Swami, 14. I was under the impression, we are making a big list. Out of that, Swami will pick up the highlights. That is why I went on writing. And then finally, 14 mandi ide ekkuva. And then Swami told, "Nu vastava? Will you come?" Swami looked at me and asked. I said, "Swami, your wish, me ishtam. Yemi na ishtam? Neek ishtam leda?" He asked. "Swami, how can I tell, Swami? ఈ స్వామి టేక్స్ మీ దట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ బట్ ఐ కెనాట్ టెల్ యూ షుడ్ టేక్ మీ నో స్వామి మంచిది మంచిది నువ్వు పేరు కూడా రాసుకో అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనల్లీ ఐ రోట్ మై నేమ్ దట్ ఈస్ 15th నేమ్ అండ్ దెన్ స్వామి సెడ్ రత్నాకర్ నేమ్ రాసుకో దెన్ రత్నాకర్ నేమ్ 16th అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనల్లీ స్వామి మేడ్ వన్ మోర్ బాయ్ అండ్ దట్ నెంబర్ కేమ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ 17 అండ్ దెన్ వీ గేవ్ చాలు చాలు 17 చాలు దెన్ దట్ లిస్ట్ స్వామి ఆస్క్ మీ టు గివ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఐ గేవ్ ద లిస్ట్ అండ్ దెన్ బిఫోర్ గోయింగ్ స్వామి గేవ్ అస్ నమస్కార్ అండ్ స్వామి సెడ్ ఎవ్వరికీ చెప్పవద్దు చెప్పకూడదు సీక్రెట్ టైం వచ్చినప్పుడు చెప్తాను ఇంకా ఏమి రెడీ కాలేదు పిల్లలకి ఏం చెప్పవద్దు ఐ సెడ్ ఎస్ స్వామి వీ విల్ నాట్ టెల్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద బాయ్స్ డూ నాట్ నో ఈవెన్ ద బాయ్స్ దోస్ హు ట్రావెల్ విత్ మీ ద ఫస్ట్ బ్యాచ్ దే విల్ బి హియరింగ్ దిస్ ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ 35 years ఫస్ట్ టైమ్ ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్ హౌ ద కాన్సెప్ట్ ఆఫ్ కొడైకెనాల్ స్టార్టెడ్ అండ్ హౌ ద ఫస్ట్ లిస్ట్ వాస్ మేడ్ బై భగవాన్ హౌ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సెలెక్టెడ్ ద బాయ్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫైనలీ ద నెంబర్ 17 అరైవ్డ్ అండ్ దెన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ డే అగైన్ స్వామి కాల్డ్ మీ ఫ్రమ్ చెన్నై వన్ న్యూ బస్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ మినీ బస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు మేక్ అరేంజ్మెంట్స్ ఫర్ పర్మిట్ బికాస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గో టు కర్ణాటక ఫ్రమ్ కర్ణాటక టు తమిళనాడు I said, yes, Swami. And then finally, there's a lot of paperwork and all that is done. Then again, I went and told Swami, they are asking, why are you going? What is the purpose of going? Then Swami looked at me and said, tell, this is from Satya Sai Institute and this is an educational tour. That is the word Swami said. It's an educational tour that boys are going from Satya Sai Institution. I said, yes, Swami. Dear brothers and sisters, yes, that is how the first batch, everything was arranged, everything was organized, we got the permit, and then Swami called to the entry room and told that June 19th is the inauguration of the building bungalow there in Kodaikanal, and I am taking all of you, and then all the instructions, everything Swami gave, and then we started on 17th from here, June 17th, from here to Vrindavan, then we stayed overnight, and June 18th we started. And from there, Swami started off early. And Swami is very meticulous in everything, organizing everything. He looked after our breakfast. He looked after our lunch. He looked after our snacks and tea on the way. Everything has been very meticulously Swami organizes. And then finally, we started. Somewhere after our lunch near Pollachi, suddenly the driver's side windshield was shaking very badly when the driver was driving. We had one elderly gentleman by name Acharya. He was driving the bus and that windshield was shaking. Then we thought, okay, we will go, but at the same time we have to reach our destination on time because Swami will be waiting for us. And then when we are going in one hump, suddenly that rubber beading gave way and the windshield, Swami's grace, instead of falling outside the bus, it slipped and fell in front of the driver, before the steering wheel, it just slipped there. So we parked the bus, we tried to do all our stunt, we don't know where to fix and how to fix. Then finally we decided to remove that glass safely, that windshield, and put it behind driver's seat, and we started without that. We thought, okay, anyway, we will reach. And meanwhile, that time we never had cell phones. So the only way that we can communicate is, when we go for lunch, that gentleman will inform Madras Srinivasan that boys had lunch, they left. Then we go for tea, they will say that boys had tea and they are left. This is how the information will be passed on from point to Mr. Srinivasan, and he in turn will inform Swami, and Swami will be keep tracking where we are and all that. So after the tea, this happened, we didn't know what to do. Meanwhile, some of the people, they said there is a workshop here, we can try, and we tried there. We never had any number, we rang up to our warden in turn rang up to Srinivasan, and Srinivasan in turn find out where we are, and a group of people in the district area, they came, and then it took almost two and a half hours, and then he brought some other bush, and with the same glass they managed. Then we asked, is it safe to go? He said, no problem sir, don't go very fast, you can handle, you can reach safely. Anyway, we started from there. We were supposed to reach Kodai between 6 and 7. 7 o'clock we are in Coimbatore. From Coimbatore, 100 kilometers uphill, it will take 4 to 5 hours to reach because hairpin bends are there. Anyway, we started, we crossed almost maybe around 50 kilometers or so, we are reaching Kodaikanal. Suddenly heavy rain. And in heavy rain, opposite wind is so intense, the glass again slipped. And again, because opposite direction, the glass instead of falling outside, it once again fell inside the bus. Then again, we put the windshield behind driver's seat and, we were all fully confused, pitch dark, and our bus never had fog lights. We had ordinary lights, and driver's side windshield is totally open, full wind and rainwater and misty. Nothing is seen, and hairpin bends. So I told Acharya, sir, you look after that side and I'll look after this side. And all our boys started serious bhajans were going on, praying Swami for safe time to reach. And then I was looking at here. In some places, there is side wall will be there. In some places, if you see, it is steep, 100, 200 kilometers, feet down. If you miss, means gone. Anyway, it was very scary, but we all, prayed Swami. And then finally, in that wind, in that rain, our bus could go at a speed of only 20 kilometers speed. Because it is open. And I am fully drenched. Driver is fully drenched. And that is the speed with which you can drive. And when we reached almost Kodaikanal at 10 kilometers, the rain stopped. Everything was calm and quiet. Then we picked up the speed. And at Kodai gate, two cars were waiting. They stopped and said, "Is it Swami's bus? Is it Swami's student's bus?" We said, "Yes, yes." "What, sir? What happened?" 1:30. And Swami has been waiting. And Swami told us to wait from here at 6 o'clock. From 6 o'clock, we are waiting to welcome you. And 1:30 in the night. Then he looked, we showed the bus and he understood everything. Then, sir, you follow us. I will take you to the... Because we don't know how to go and where is guest house and all that. Then they led us and then finally we reached. And there, Mr. Srinivasan and his family and everybody was fully tense. The moment they saw the bus, they all came running. "What happened? What happened?" Then we showed the bus. Then he understood. He saw that. He saw both of us are fully drenched. And he said, "Swami was waiting for you to have dinner till 8 o'clock. And then Swami said, "Enduko late aipoyindi, I will go. When the boys come, you give them the dinner." And then Swami retired. "Please come," like that. So the moment we all entered, upstairs one window opens. And there our beautiful Bhagwan, loving mother, standing. I was tensed. I thought Swami will thrash me for not coming on time. But this divine mother, he looked at us and he said, "Emaindi, enduku letu? Why? Why are you so late?" Then Swami, we explained this. I said, "Ayyo papam, andru safe ko vachesaru kada. Hey, Srinivas, valiki tarchipoyaru. Vediga bhojanam pettu, vediga edaina thagadaniki." And then Swami looked at us, tired aipoyi untaru. "You all must be very tired. And we have organized in a hotel. You go there, stay. Morning 7:30, come directly to the bungalow." We said, "Yes, Swami." And then Swami closed the door. We saw beautiful Swami in night dress. And, at 1:45, he didn't sleep. He was awake waiting for us. And that is why Swami always says, nobody can comprehend or understand Swami's love. Yes. Nobody can understand Swami. You can only experience. You cannot fathom. You cannot measure. That is the beauty. That is why all of us, like ants, run behind this sugar candy, sweet sugar candy. That is the attraction. That is the love of Bhagwan. And then finally, we had something. Then we reached the hotel. And the hotel name, I still remember, Hotel Joy. So we went to that hotel at 2 o'clock, 2:15 or so. And then again, 7:30, we have to be there. So quickly, we organized ourselves, got up. We had just 2 hours, 2.5 hours rest. And one by one, we got up, got ready. And then 7:30, we were there. And full festivity, that beautiful atmosphere, when Swami comes to inaugurate, everything is in great grandeur, Lovely to watch all that. So we were made to sit near the portico. And we sat there and they asked us to do bhajan. We were doing bhajans. And then Swami cut the ribbon, broke the coconut, and Swami went inside. We were continued doing bhajan for 45 minutes. Swami did not come. And then finally, message came. So Swami is calling inside. And that is the first time 17 of us entering this building where Bhagawan was welcoming us. Swami said, "Come, come." And we all entered. Mind you, that time, one bedroom downstairs. One bedroom upstairs for Swami, the foyer which connects upstairs and downstairs with a staircase, a small kitchen, That's it. Nothing else. On the right-hand side, a small lobby. Above that, a small room, which is like a storeroom with attached bathroom. That's it. Nothing else. And we were 17 of us. And then we went inside. And Swami said, come on, sit down. And the staircase where that place is there, Swami made us sit. And Swami sat on a corner. And Swami had. And then, you know, Swami love, his love. Eat, eat, eat. And then we all enjoyed that beautiful lunch, inauguration lunch. And then Swami said, called the Mr. Radhakrishna. He was the caretaker at that time with Swami. Pillaliki ragzu avanni tiskura, Swami told. And then Radhakrishna called me. Then we went upstairs. That storeroom is there. In that lot of sleeping bags and rugs, everything was there. And then he told me, Sai, Swami has permitted, because very less place is there, Swami has permitted to sleep here also. This is Swami's door and Swami's room. You can sleep here. You can sleep in this room. And where you had lunch, no staircase, there also you can sleep. You have to adjust. You have only one bathroom. Somehow you have to manage. Okay. He said, no problem. We will adjust. No problem at all. So happy to be with Swami. And then finally, we carried everything. We came down. Swami distributed the blankets. Swami distributed the towels. And then Swami said, do you know what is this? This is called a sleeping bag. Then some of us, we never knew what is sleeping bag. And then Swami asked one boy, take this and see. And he was looking this way, that way. And then Swami said, Telida. He said, no, Swami. Swami said, open it. So we unfolded it. And side one zip was there. Swami said, remove that. Then we removed. Swami said, go inside. Put your leg and go inside. And with that boy, Swami was demonstrating how to use the sleeping bag. It was so fun and laughing and joy. I'm telling you, that is why we always say happiness, happiness. The true happiness is union with God. Yes, in front of us, God is there. And whatever was the joke and whatever was the joy that He's giving, it is immeasurable. You just have to take in. And it's such a beautiful time that we had. And after all that, Swami said, I will go and retire. Meanwhile, you go to the hotel and get all your luggage and organize yourself. We went back and we left Hotel Joy to enjoy with our Bhagavan Baba ultimate bliss. So that joy is left and we started enjoying the ultimate bliss in Swami's building. And evening, Swami sat there. 1 hour, there was a beautiful session and Swami created a beautiful lingam, the first creation there. And Swami said, this is Prithvi Lingam. And Swami gave to Indulal Shah and Mrs. Indulal Shah. And Swami told that now Indulal Shah is looking after India. In future, this is going to go global, Swami said. That's the word Swami used. Such a size global organization it will become. And my love will be spreading all over the globe, Swami said. And he gave that to Indulal Shah's wife and said, daily you do Abhishekam and you drink, your health will be very good. And that was a beautiful session that we had. We had our dinner and we organized. Dear brothers and sisters, the only barricade between Swami and us was a wall and the door. Swami was sleeping in that room. And we were all sleeping in this room. And we are not supposed to make any noise because we can't disturb Swami. And one or two boys started snoring. So we used to wake up that boy, Babu, go down and sleep. Because if you snore, it is a disturbance for Swami. No, yeah, I never snore. No, man, you do not know that you are snoring, but we are hearing. So we shifted the boy from upstairs to downstairs. Oh, we had wonderful time. And then finally, Swami said, get up slowly, you are all very tired. 7 o'clock, ready aite chalu. But our beautiful Lord, 6:30 is ready. And he opens the door at 6:30. So we really sincerely thought that Swami is giving so much of time, that 7 o'clock. So some of us, only one bathroom was there. So some of us got ready and we were sitting in front of the door, like how we sit in the portico waiting for Swami to open the door those days. Like that we were sitting and some of them, somebody's still brushing, somebody's having bath, you know, all sorts of things are happening. Next room where Swami can straight away see. So suddenly Swami opens the door at 6:30. And he said, Papam, you all slept well? Is it comfortable? You all had dinner? Everything was fine? Was it very cold? Did you get hot water? Oh my God, I'm telling you, there is nobody who can come down to that level and think of every aspect that is needed for our comfort zone. Everything, every question Swami asked, we said, Swami, everything is fine and fine and fine. And that is how we all sit there. And then Swami will come down. The next day onwards, we decided that Swami will come after 6 anytime. Only one bathroom. So what we used to do, we used to keep our soap box in a line. And the session start at 2 o'clock. The first boy will finish his bath and he'll come and sleep. He'll wake up the second boy. That is the second soap box, whoever it is. He will. So that is how, by the time we finish 18 boys in one bathroom, it'll be around 6, 6.30 like that. And exactly Swami will come. And then Swami will go down. Swami will say, boys, and then we'll come running down. We have breakfast. Then we started the session. After the breakfast, we sat around Swami. And that is the day Swami is asking, ye build bungalow ki oka per pedte baguntundi. What name will be ideal? Chappandi, meer chappandi, pillalu chappandi. So each one, something, some Kailash, this, that, something, whatever comes to your mind, we have to suggest. So everybody was, including the guests who were sitting there, even they were also suggesting. And finally, Swami said, Sundaram, Shivam, Satyadeep, Tribrindavan, 84 Tribrindavan. Our batch is 86, we went to Kodai. 84 Tribrindavan. Annyayindi, manchi peru pedte baaguntundi. Then finally, someone substances went on for almost 45 minutes. And then, that session was that only. Only naming ceremony session. And then Swami decided, Shruti. Shruti baaguntundi. And then finally it became Sai Shruti. Shruti is what you hear. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what exactly happened in that building. From morning till you go to bed, what you hear is divine voice. He's talking to you. He's joking with you. He gives you great Vedic philosophy. He tells you what is right. He tells you what is wrong. You keep hearing. Apt name, I will say that. Apt name, Sai Shruti. And you hear and keep hearing his beautiful golden voice all the time in that building. And then the next day, Swami asked us to one day for Pillar Rock, one day for Coker's Walk, one day boating. All that beautifully was going on. And here I will... One aspect of Swami is Swami's love. How Swami's love is so subtle, so simple, yet it engulfs and suffocate us in every aspect of our life. The second incident, one beautiful thing which happened in Kodaikanal I want to share is one day Swami went for a round. He came back and he called us and he said, see, I went for a round. There is one boy selling hat. Chinna pilladu. Var dekkara meerandru poi hat konandi. You all go and purchase one hat. Buy one hat from that boy. We said, yes, Swami. And meanwhile, Swami asked me to go and get the money. So I brought the cash and Swami started giving everybody money. And he said, you go and buy one hat. And then he looked at us and said, hey, no bargaining. How much ever that boy is asking, give him. Happily give him. No bargaining with that boy. But you must buy from that small boy only. We said, yes, Swami. So the bus came. We got into the bus and Swami was waiting because we have to go come back for lunch. And Swami was waiting for our purchase to finish. So we went there. Unfortunately, in the lake road, when we saw, everybody was there. Some ladies were there, old man was there, except this small boy. So we distributed ourselves and trying to hunt in which locality, which lane this boy is there. And finally, we located and we called that boy. And then we said, how much is the hat? He said some 28, 25 rupees, something he told. And then we said, okay, all of us, we want hat. And that boy was, surprise and a full joy. He didn't know what to do. Such a, bulk order for him. And unfortunately, 17 hats were not there. And immediately he said, sir, just give me 5 minutes. I'll go home and get it. And he went. And he left the cart with us. And we were standing as if we are selling the hats. That boy went 5 minutes over, 10 minutes over, 15 minutes over. He never turned back. So one side tension. What is that? Again, if we are late, Swami will not like it. So we have to be on time there. And Swami will be waiting for our lunch. So we are waiting. And finally, after 15 minutes, this boy with a basket was coming with so many hats. Then finally, anyway, we bought all that. And instead of giving 25, we gave 5 rupees extra, round figure for calculation. And 30 rupees, we calculated and we gave a lump sum. He felt very happy. Here, one thing you must remember. Swami said, no bargain. And at the same time, with Swami, if you bargain also is not good. And at the same time, if you simply wants to give more money, that is also not good. So you have to be very moderate with Swami. If you give less, selfish fellow, buddhi ledu, like that he will say. Okay, you give more, arrogance. Just because you have, you can give everything, he will say that. So, idiya, adiya. Like we say, no, idi nijama, adi nijama, neti, neti, this, that. You know, like that it is with Swami, every second and every moment and every action. So finally, we thought 5 rupees is okay. So we gave 5 rupees and we made happy. But inquisitive nature in our mind. So myself and I think Ravi Kumar, we asked that boy, hey, in Tamil we asked, Sami Thirima, Sai Baba Thirima, you know Sai Baba? He said, yes, sir. You know, I know Sai Baba. So he just sometime back, no, sir, he came in the car and he looked at me and blessed me, sir. I said, ta-ta, ta-ta to him. Oh, like that, you worship him? Yes, sir. How? Then immediately he put his hand in his pocket and he removed a small purse, dirty purse. He opened it and from that he removed one newspaper. I think it is Indian Express or Hindu newspaper. Newspaper cutting. In that, Swami standing and giving discourse. I can make out that this Abbotsbury, Chennai Abbotsbury discourse, which must be sometime come in the newspaper. This boy has cut and kept. And he says, tone, that is also torn paper. And so he said, I look at this picture and pray every day. We felt shocked. And we didn't know what to say. And then immediately we had that pocket calendar, no, 4 or 5 we gave him. And we told him bye and then we came back. And then when we came back, we showed the hat. And Swami inspected the hat and Swami asked, Yanta Icharu? Swami, 25 cheppadu, chilra ledu Swami, so 30 ichamu. Ah, okay, manchidi, manchidi. So you have to put it properly. Swami, no change, so we round it up at 30 and we gave. Swami said, manchi chesaru. And Swami inspected the hat. And then finally, Swami told all of to wear the hat. And then he took a beautiful picture with that hat. And that is the time, second lesson I learned. Near, yet far. Physically, we were near to Swami. But spiritually, we were very far. But that little lad, physically he was very far, but spiritually is damn close, very close to Swami. And this is an eye-opener. And that's how Swami sometimes, you know, pats and with a hat, and there is a small pat, and then he tells you, know your place. Know what is given to you. Know where you are. Understand what is the opportunity that you are undergoing. You know, it's a great revelation. Whole day we are with Swami, physically close. But that boy spiritually is so connected to Bhagawan. That's a beautiful lesson which I will never forget. And this is how indirectly, it may be a small boy, it may be a small hat, but definitely there is lot of deeper inner significance and inner meaning and, you know, the other side of life, eye-opener for all of us. Then a third, one more incident before I wind up. One day Swami said, let us go for a drive. And Swami sat in front in his car. He was going and we are following in the bus. And then we were going and Swami car stopped at a particular area after the crowd and all clears. No, the road is empty. Suddenly Swami car stops. So when Swami car stops, then I thought maybe Swami want to say something. Then I got down from the bus. I ran towards the car and Swami opened the door and got down. I said, Swami. Then Swami looked at me and said, I'm getting bored sitting alone in the car, man. I want to sit along with you in the bus and travel. So we felt very happy. We said, yes, Swami. And Swami sat in the bus along with us. And we went for a long drive. And Swami was showing beautiful flowers and falls and spotted deers and this and that. You know, a lot of fun and a lot of jokes. And Swami pulling some boys, you know, by joking on some boys and all that. Laughing. And then we are coming back towards Sai Shruti. And near the lake when we are coming, you know, the closer you come, devotees will be desperately waiting to have the closer darshan. You know, it's always like that. Even boys are also like that. Though you are sitting in the portico, when Swami is on the road, you would like to get one-to-one attention, one-to-one eye contact, you know. So like the devotees, immediately, they were all lined up. And the car was going in front and Swami was sitting along with us in the bus. And then everybody was throwing flowers on the car and then bending and looking into the car. And then suddenly they are surprised, car is empty. Only the driver is driving the car and one guest is sitting on the other side. The car is empty. So they look at each other, where is Swami? And Swami observed that. And Swami says, see that old lady, see. Now you see what she's going to do. See, Shuddhapala. See his face, see her face. See the old man. See that group. And Swami and us were laughing. Swami said, April Fool. They got cheated. They thought I'm there. You know, Swami was laughing. We were also laughing. We enjoyed everything very nicely. And then Swami did not get down. The car went like that. Swami was in the bus and we went to the portico to Sai Shruti, and then there guest and all looking at car, and they were also doing, and the driver was telling like this, he was showing Swami is behind. Then they understood Swami is in the bus and Swami got down first, and then పాపం పిల్లలు సపరేట్గా ఉన్నారు, నాకు బోర్ కొట్టింది, సో ఐ వాంట్ టు ట్రావెల్ విత్ ద బాయ్స్, సో దట్స్ వై ఐ గాట్ ఇన్ టు ద బస్. దెన్ ఎవ్రీబడి సెడ్ స్వామి సాయిరామ్, స్వామి సాయం, స్వామి స్వామి లైక్ దట్. అండ్ దెన్ సడన్లీ స్వామి సెడ్, ఏమి చేస్తాము, వాట్ టు డూ, సి ఐ వాస్ సిట్టింగ్ విత్ ద బాయ్స్, నో ఎవ్రీబడి వాస్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ద కార్, నాట్ ఈవన్ వన్ డివోటీ వాస్ లుకింగ్ అట్ మీ, ఐ వాస్ సిట్టింగ్ విత్ ద ఇన్ ద బస్. No, they didn't see me. They didn't notice me in the bus. They were only looking at the car. What to do? I was with the boys, so I lost my identity. Tell me your company. I shall tell what you are. That's what happened. My God, all the fun that we had in the bus, just like a balloon, if you put a needle water on, pat, everything went off. And then Swami looked at him. Tamash. Swami said, Tamash. You know, Swami always patches up. And that is how I understood that you should know your true value. What is your value? Your true value is only when you are with the divine. An inanimate car, a metal piece, that was getting reverence. That was getting respect. That was getting floral decoration. Just the car, because the car was associated with Swami. And they say, Swami's car, Swami's building. So everywhere when it is, the prefix Sai or Swami is attached, even an inanimate material also is enhanced. It's elevated, it's uplifted with a lot of glory and love. We also have to understand that. That is why Swami every time says, know yourself, know your true value. You should know your value. Do you know, dear brothers and sisters, do you know what is our value? We have brand name. What is our brand name? Sai. The moment you get associated with Swami's institution or Swami's organization, you are called Sai student. You are called Sai devotees. Minus Sai, you are an ordinary human being, no address at all in the society. But the moment the Sai, the brand name is added, Sai, then all the respect, all the glory, all the love, all the reverence, everything what you want gets attached to that. That is the brand name that Swami always gives us. And also know, we have brand mark Swami has given. What is a brand mark? The brand mark is white and white. And vibhuti here, white. Any Sai devotee you see, any student or anywhere you see, white and white. So that is why wherever you go in a white group, they will say, they look like Sai Baba group, yeah. They look like Sai Baba students, man. They will not ask you. By seeing the white and white, that is a brand mark that Swami has established in everybody's mind. So Swami has given this brand name. Swami has given this brand mark. But only thing is, some people use this as a trademark. We must leave our ego. We must know that without that brand name, you are nothing. Nobody will identify you in the society. So that is where all of us have to understand And this is what beautifully Swami always tells us, that whenever you are with Swami, everybody will appreciate, everybody will tell you what you are. But at the same time, you are away from Swami, you have no identity at all. So Swami gives value to us, our life. And all of us, we are blessed manifold. Maybe our past karmas, or maybe our puja, or maybe our elders' prayers that Swami has selected. Swami has given beautiful opportunity to live with Him, to enjoy, to bask His love. And we lived like that. Before I wind up, I want to give you today's takeaway. What is today's takeaway? Magnetize yourself with Sai. Always we have to remember this. Magnetize yourself with Sai. How to do this? How can we magnetize Sai with us? In school, we all studied a magnet. It's a metal. It's a natural material. And this metal has got great attraction, this magnet. And it attracts everything. It attracts ferrous. It attracts steel. It attracts nickel. It attracts everything. But this attraction, when it comes closer, it gets attracted and gets united with the magnet. That great power is there with that natural magnet. But if you have a nail, can it attract? No. But nail will get attracted. But nail by itself cannot attract. But remember, nail too can attract. Like magnet. How? Simple experiments we do in school. Take a nail and take a magnetic piece and go on rubbing again and again, slowly and slowly, many times, and at the same direction. After some time, throw the magnet, take this nail and try to touch another pin. The pin will get attracted by this nail. The nail gets magnetized. How? Because of that magnet. My dear brothers and sisters, this is a beautiful opportunity that we have the greatest divine magnet, Swami. His power, His selflessness, His compassion is unfathomable, immeasurable. You just have to be accepting Him, that's all. And the moment you accept, you get attracted towards His divine magnet. This is what precisely He does for His students and for His devotees. A boy joins the school at the age of 6. And then what is happening? Divine magnet is magnetizing the small boy. Talking to him, joking with him, dining with him, explaining to him, telling him what is right and what is wrong. And the boy slowly, slowly, year after year, he grows and he gets attracted to this divine magnet full of selfless love. And he doesn't want to leave this magnet, this divine magnet, this Sai magnet. And then finally he comes to college. And we have girl students and we have boy students who are totally magnetized for staying with this divine proximity, getting again and again this kind of revelation about yourself and your true self and what you should be, how you should be and what you must do, what you should not do. And then finally, when these students go outside into the society, they are all magnetized. This magnetized students are His property. That is why Swami says, my students are my property. Swami touches millions of devotees. The magnetized student who goes to society, can't he touch one or two with the same love, with the same service? Can't you bring some change in somebody's life outside with that love and with that service? Remember, Swami's organization motto is love all, serve all. And that is what Swami has been doing with all of us. So this is how a beautiful experience, our first Kodaikanal experience. After that, on 24th June, Swami asked a question, how many of you have gone to Ooty? Not gone. So we all raised hand. Yavaru paapam Ooty chudaleda. Then Swami said, instead of going this way, we'll go via Ooty. And then finally, one gentleman said, Swami, if you are going via Ooty, I will organize Palani Subramanya temple darshan also. He said, yes, very good. Swami said, manchidi, manchidi, darshan cheskuni, vachesayandi. Then finally, we went to Ooty. We spent that night. Next day morning, Swami sent us to Botanical Garden. We went to Doddapetta Peak and we had beautiful sessions. And then from there, we got into the bus. We came to Bannargatta Forest. Sorry, that Mudumalai Forest. And in Mudumalai Forest, it was already late. Swami said if it had come early, we would have gone for an elephant ride. But still, Swami sat in the bus and we went a small tour within the bus, with the bus. And then finally, Swami started off from there. And he reached and he told us, reach safely, take your time, reach safely. But dinner time, you should be in Vrindavan. And that is how we reached on 25th, back to Vrindavan. And our first, the glorious, amazing, enriching, enlightening, loving tour with our Divine Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And from there on, there is no turning back. Year after year, the session started. The number of boys, students, became more, doubled, tripled. And then finally, even the facilities there also, Swami made a lot of changes there in order to help boys to stay comfortably there. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, it's a great opportunity to be part of this glorious avatar. It's an opportunity. But it is your option to be a part. Whether you want to take the opportunity to be a part of it, or you want to take the option to be a part, that is up to you. But I pray, Swami, that to bless all of you in abundance. Take care. Stay home. Stay safe. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you, everyone, for this wonderful opportunity. And you have taken me back 35 years back. And it's a beautiful experience staying with Swami at Kodai. Thank you, Sai Ram.